Hey everyone, this is Phyllis, also known as at Miss Lingbloom.
And this is April at Penguins Creative.
And you're listening to The Stationery Cafe, your podcast for all things stationery, journaling, and planning related, and news in the stationery community.
Phyllis?
What?
I have a problem. I've decided I'm not going to buy any more stationery until 2020.
Oh, okay. That's a good goal, but did you just go to Daiso and have a haul like 30 minutes ago?
Oh my God.
You came here?
Yes, but it's $1.50, so that doesn't count. But I finally put my foot down. I mean, I am just like... just recovered from Black Friday shopping.
What was the damage at Black Friday shopping?
I did the Michael's doorbuster.
Oh no.
The Michael's doorbuster.
Oh wait, I gave you the coupon. Yes. That's right. Oh yeah, so I enabled you.
You're the culprit. I did the Happy Planner sticker books because they're so fun.
Oh yeah, those are good.
I got Happy Daya's Black Friday deal, 30% off all stickers. Yes, Daiso, probably like more than once. Oh, and I got a really pretty yearly calendar from Rifle Paper & Co. and
wow.
Holiday postcards. Didn't you just get one from Fionn from a blank
note? Oh, that's
true. I feel like it's fine to buy calendars.
You know, yeah, and this time of year, you know, you're looking forward. You're like trying to think of your setup. You maybe want to try out a few new stickers, a new calendar here or there. So. I feel like I refrain from most things on Black Friday, except, like you pointed out, the calendar from A Blank Note. But I did get an artificial Christmas tree.
It's so pretty. I was admiring it as I came in the door. Totally worth it.
It's because I got so sick and tired of cleaning up needles from a real tree, and they like get stuck in my vacuum cleaner.
Oh no, that's the worst.
I ended up getting an artificial tree. But...
it'll last you forever, and they are the perfect background, you know, image for your like journal photos, like salon shots. That's like all I think of.
It's only for journaling. I bought it for journaling.
I got a cheap wreath from Daiso,
also for journaling.
Yeah, and I also got some new watercolor, but you can go see that on my Instagram.
Okay. Well, thanks you guys for joining us today. It's been a while since we've had a podcast. Things have been a little bit hectic, but we're really excited to bring you this episode today. We're going to talk a lot about holiday gift-giving ideas, shopping. Nice. Thanks for all of your support so far. We love seeing the messages and the comments on our Instagram.
It's
so fun to have you guys join in and listen to our podcast when you're journaling. I think that's just the coolest thing.
And honestly, people from different communities that listen to us, you know, not just our art journaling or creative journaling, but there's like bullet journaling people.
Burner journalers, yeah.
And even, I think today I was watching like a live video on Instagram from Stickerific, and even she gave us a shout out. So like that's all the way from Malaysia.
That's
and
so cool.
We're like always thrilled.
Yeah.
And I think what we would love most is if you guys would go to like the podcast session and leave us a verbal, like a written review.
Oh yeah, I think that would be awesome. Reviews, that'll be good.
We get like 5 stars, but you know, if you write or leave a review, I think it gets more shares, and we would love to be out there and, you know, be spread to more people who love stationery, you know.
And we are on Apple Podcasts, we're on Google, and then on Anchor
and Spotify. Yeah.
And I want to do a little shout out to one of our listeners, Zelda, age 7, who sent me a photo of her bullet journal page, and it was really awesome. So I want to say hi and thanks for listening.
That's so cute.
Yeah. So we have journalers of all ages listening to our podcast.
Oh my God. Yeah. Share pictures of what you're doing when you're listening to the podcast.
Yeah. We would love to see that.
And that, I think that's fun. I like, my favorite is people listening to us in the car. Like,
you're like, oh, I'm driving right now.
And listening to us. Well, I just got back from Chicago and for Thanksgiving, and I was like just looking for stationery stuff.
you know, we were out in Evanston, so not really downtown. Mm. But I like stumbled across a stationery store called, actually it's called Stumbo and Relish.
Oh, nice.
It's kind of like a gift store slash stationery store, and I even told them about our podcast. So I just love like going to all these like different cities, like outside, because we talk a lot about Seattle, we talk a lot about West Coast.
Yeah.
So I bet there's a lot of stationery stores out there that are just kind of like,
I like little shops
under
yeah.
the radar. Like if you would share that with us, we would love to give them a little mention.
Yeah. I remember there was one in Philadelphia that I just kind of randomly walked into. I think it was called like Omoizaka, but they sold traveler's notebook stuff. So yeah,
that's cute. Oh, and my friends in New York, they went to Nico Neko.
Oh yeah, because Nico Neko in New York just opened up a brick and mortar shop.
Oh my god, I wish yeah. I was there.
Yoseka Stationery is in New York too.
Mm-hmm. I feel like I only know like the New York one, the Boston yeah. one. I know one in Boston is yeah. actually recently closing down because of high rent. So
oh,
that's like
gosh.
So sad. But you know, it'd be nice to like discover yeah. all these new little places.
So if you have a local stationery shop that you want to share with us, we might be able to do a feature. So just tag us in one of their posts or share us a link.
We would mention it or talk about it or even do some shopping.
Yeah,
on.
Yeah.
Give you some shopping reviews on what it's like.
Yeah, I know one of my coworkers who listens to the podcast, when she was down in Portland, went to visit Oblation Papers.
Right. Oblation's
Paper and Press. To visit Kelly, who was on our show last time. So I just think it's so cool. We're supporting local stationery stores.
And then making connections.
Yes.
Like, maybe, like, our eventual goal is to make the whole world, like, this giant...
So everyone knows
everyone.
Stationery.
That would be so
That's
fun.
Too much, April. That's too much.
Ambitious. We're an ambitious podcast here. Something to look forward to for 2020.
So, April, what have you been working on lately with your journaling?
Well, I like was browsing on Instagram since the beginning of December, and everyone's doing December dailies.
Oh yeah.
And I think you mentioned that you were gonna do one.
Yes.
And I think I only like just realized, oh my god, this is a thing, on like the 5th.
Yeah.
So I went home and like just like speed created 5 spreads. And work ahead even, because I know I will procrastinate on like challenges like that. So I'm actually on day 13 of my December daily. I used Everyday Explorer Co's insert, those creative ones
I
that
see.
She has, that with the weird or like the unique layouts. And they're like around 56 pages.
Oh, that's perfect.
So I'm
yeah.
using that to...
You have plenty of space.
...do my spreads. And I thought, you know, for the remaining pages, I'm going to document my move. Because I'm moving
in
the middle of December. So I'm going to like just take photos.
Oh, yeah.
Of,
that'll
like,
be a big December thing.
The before and after. So kind of like a creative December daily plus moving thing.
Nice.
You know, just like always coming up with like fun projects to use up those extra notebooks and inserts that I hoard.
I think... So December daily... Daily, I think, was started by a scrapbooking company, Ali Edwards.
Oh my god, yeah.
Because I looked on Instagram, and actually December Daily is an official like trademarked idea.
Oh.
And actually she sells like really cool ephemera. I have a friend who uses a lot of her things. I think
mm-hmm.
she's an ambassador for it, but a lot of like ephemera to use
mm-hmm.
in different scrapbooks. But now I've seen people just use it, like journalers
mm-hmm.
in general, just do one page a day.
Didn't Cafe Analog
have
like
the clipboard? Yes.
Yeah, she does the December
yeah.
clipboard challenge.
Yeah.
So I actually thought that was the same thing because
yeah.
it's in the same kind of
yeah.
format. Or maybe that's just us
it's
in
like
the traveler's
the
notebook
right, exactly.
world.
Exactly.
We always just kind of see in that format.
I do really want to share, though, one of my pen pals who goes by the handle Emily.pencil.
Oh, yeah.
She just put up these YouTube December daily videos of how she's making her junk journal, her December daily junk journal, and it is amazing.
Oh,
like, highly recommend. Very, very inspirational.
So, like, collages
yeah,
and stuff?
Yeah, and it's just, like, it's very tactile and has, like, all these little items and trinkets. It's just so cool, and I feel like if you are somebody with a lot of like scrap items and ephemera, it's a good way to just use stuff up.
Kind of like what I saw Christmas Junkmas or something.
Christmas Junkmas?
Yeah, like December Junkmas.
I saw
a prompt with like 30 days of like using trinkets around your house, like
use some lace or use newspaper or like magazine pages and then use that to create the December daily spreads.
I didn't know there was a the junk journal challenge. I would totally do that.
The name caught my eye because it's like junk mess. And I'm like, oh, that's interesting.
That's awesome.
So you have been doing yours, right?
Yeah, so I worked ahead and got just a like 25 days of collage pages already? Done. Yes, but it's very simple. Like, I just kind of did a background and then stuck on
was
some
it on
papers.
A Traverse notebook insert?
No, it's still in my Midori, my cut down A5. I'm just continuing in my regular scrapbook.
So it's kind of in your original journal or like diary as you had.
Yep. And so I just have those pages are just really, really thick.
Because I think you always do like the collaging style, like layered and stuff.
Lots of things. Yeah, so that whole insert is very fat now.
That is so fun though. Oh my god, that is gonna be a very fat insert.
It's gonna be very chunky. Yeah,
the Midori one day of page in the A5 size is a big boy.
it is it's big. Other thing I've been working on is I got the GU from BK Studios. And I love it. It's totally awesome. And I'm starting to use each weekly section or the weekly pages as a little doodle diary for my baby. And I'm just kind of documenting funny things that he does, but in doodle form.
That's so cute. Didn't you like start on the day? I think I sent you a picture from Cute Things from Japan because I bought from them. It's back of my heart. Part of my haul, and she has this like little newsletter thing that talk about Techo Day.
December 1st
in Japan there's a culture of letting mothers keep a Techo about their baby like on the first day they were born, and you started Teddy's doodle diary
on December 1st,
which
is Techo Day. Very auspicious,
very meaningful. I love that.
And then you are also doing another journal as well.
I know. I like have 7 planners. I made a YouTube video about it, wrote a blog post about it. So if you want to look up how I used it, like apart from how I mentioned it in the previous episode, that's where to go. But aside from all those, I like bought a new planner. Well, it's not really a planner. It's a journal. It's a book, actually. So Michelle Obama wrote the book Becoming, and this has been her 1-year anniversary.
Oh.
And she came out with this complimentary, not like free, but like complimentary book to the original book. And it's actually a journal. It's a guided journal that allows you to discover your inner story. I'm like,
that's so cool though. It's like a guided prompt.
Exactly. Okay. It's sold in Costco because it's just such a great end of the year gift thing.
It's very New Year's.
And so I got one and it is amazing. First of all, the paper is not that bad. I did all my pen tests on it.
Oh, nice.
It actually handles the pens that I would use, like some fountain pen, the regular gels that I use, Zebra Sarasa and stuff. And the only downside I would say is the binding, they bound it like a book. So it's like writing in a book and you can't really like
lay it flat.
But each page is a different prompt with like, they're undated. And some are lines, some are boxes, some are Venn diagrams, some are like list type things. So very versatile, very interesting prompts on each page. And the prompts, they do not repeat. So I'm going to treat it like a tool book for a gratitude journal.
Nice.
When I feel like I really want to write about something reflective or deep, I will just flip to a random page and then, you know, answer that.
That's so cool.
So something different from my usual book. And I'm like, I'm not going to do it on a daily basis. I can't keep up with that. So.
Probably a good idea, like if you're trying to get someone into journaling and they need like ideas on what to write about, that would be a really cool present.
I know. So I would recommend you guys looking that up. I think it's even on sale on Amazon right now. So check that out. I think that would be a great gift to anyone.
Awesome.
Hey Phyllis, so let's also talk about holiday shopping, because we passed the rush of frantic shopping of Black Fridays, which is for yourself. But now I feel like December is the time when you think about giving gifts to other people. So let's talk about shops actually outside of the US, because I know There's JetPens, there's Tokyo Pen Shop that you can get like fun stationery stuff here in the US. But we like to shop from these international places, right?
And sometimes some hard to find items might not be available in the US, but there are a lot of different online vendors that do sell hard to find things. And I think it would be really nice to support these shops in other places. And also, you know, if you have somebody on your gift list who is kind of looking for that one specific item, one of these shops might have it.
I know, something special other than like Michael's, Joann's, you
right,
know,
exactly.
That's very accessible and, you know, they might already have. So let's start from where it's closest.
Yes, so this is a shop that I've mentioned once before, Paper Plus Cloth. They're based in Toronto. They have a brick and mortar store as well as an online shop. And I've visited the brick and mortar store before. The shop owner's name is Rowena. She's super, super nice. Always writes a little handwritten note in all of her packages. And they sell a lot of things that are hard to find from Japan. They sell the Midori Traveler's Notebook inserts that are craft paper in color. So aqua, pink, yellow, black.
The aqua one, I've always seen that. That's like the pretty one. Yes, the turquoise color.
Super hard to find.
Oh.
They have Avril yarn. That's where I get all my Avril yarn. But so you can buy online through their online shop, which I think is just paperpluscloth.com. Or they also have an Etsy version as well.
I wonder if it's them, but I've heard on the Pen Addict podcast that they did like a meetup in Canada.
They do. They do meetups there. They have like brush lettering meetups and like journaling meetups.
Fun.
So they're kind of like a stationery community type of
that
store.
That's awesome. That. Yeah. I really want that in Seattle.
Yeah.
I hope we can have one here someday. But I also want to recommend this kind of website, I think. It's kind of like the Amazon, the Etsy shop of Taiwan. It starts in Taiwan. It's called Pinkoi. And on there, you can find all these Taiwanese artists that creates, you know, amazing brands like La Dolce Vita, Mr. Eggplants has it, Avocado Mori, right? Didn't you order from them?
And actually, one of my favorite stamp shops, Yeon Charm, Y-E-O-N Charm, they also have a shop on there,
too. I know, I just placed an order.
Yes!
I got those cute, like, coffee ephemera thing. The ones, because I think I saw you use one, the one where there's, like, a list of drinks, like matcha espresso latte. So that was the one I got.
They have great ones. Yeah. Really like but the Pinkoi is great to order direct from artists. So I think you order directly from the artists.
And you kind of like support them too.
Yeah.
And I think they also have features where you can like shop from multiple stores and have they be sent to one place. I think there's another fee to it, but then you get to have all of them be sent together instead of individual shipping for each of them. So really convenient, and they always have like these coupons, like points and like sales. And actually, I think they're branching out to Thai artists too, because you can actually find like sections where it's like Thai creators or other Asian country creators. So that's where I get my like Taiwanese stationery fix outside of other stores. Cute things from Japan. I love them.
I've never ordered from them, but I heard that they include a newsletter in all of their packages.
I know. Ayako is the owner, and she puts in so much thoughts into, you know, creating a great experience for when you unwrap the package. She, you know, she tried to curate a lot of stuff from unique artists in Japan now. I think she used to like be on online shop only, and she just opened a physical store last year, or maybe was it 2 years ago. But she recently is trying to branch out, and she even reached out to Maruko, which is this Taiwanese artist who does like these little cute
like
animal
doodle,
illustrations,
right?
And like had these collaborations where there's like unique stamps that's by Maruko and from Cute Things from Japan. So really a great source, and she ships super fast. They're well packaged, you know, bubble wrapped and stuff, so all your stuff is really well protected. And I just love like unpacking every single time. Like each time I order from her, I have to do an unboxing video, because the process of enjoying the packaging is something that's like part of the experience.
I love it.
And I think finally, Stickerific is one I really like that's based in Malaysia. And speaking of Malaysia, I want to mention another shop that I keep seeing on Instagram and I've been trying to stay away from, but I couldn't help it. Some Things of Mine, S-U-M instead of S-O-M-E. Mm-hmm. And so they both have stuff that are from Malaysian artists.
Oh, and nice.
Some Things of Mine even go like one step further and curate stuff from Japanese artists and Taiwanese creators as well. So all just like really great place to find, you know, if you're a creative journaler or collage journaler or you really like the traveler's notebook aesthetics, these two places. Well, I would say Some Things of Mine are more towards the journaling aesthetics. Mm-hmm. Stickerifix kind of goes towards the artistic, like illustration, watercolor.
Okay.
She holds a lot of calligraphy and watercolor workshops in her store. So she has like paint, brushes, palettes. I got my rosemary brushes from them, my palette tin. So just really fun to, you know, shop from too.
And I would also say for those who would be international customers of these stores, sometimes, you know, I do feel I'm like, oh gosh, the shipping does take a long time, but I don't think I've ever had an issue with packages getting lost
either.
A lot of these international if you're in the U.S., these would be international shops. The shipping's still pretty reliable.
And about payment, they all do like PayPal.
Yeah.
So that's how I've been shopping through these stores anyway. My credit card has like international shopping enabled. So I always just do PayPal. So there's not really any like security problem as well.
So I do think if you order now and you're based in the U.S., it's possible that your item might not arrive
by Christmas,
but
just because it's such a busy time for postal services here.
Yeah. Unless you're ordering from Paper Plus Cloth because they're in Toronto. Yeah. I think that's true. Probably.
I think Cute Things from Japan ships fast too because she uses, I think she uses a better service from in Japan, but from Taiwan, from Malaysia, you might expect slower shipping.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, let's move on from stores to just like gift giving ideas. This will be April and Mai's like gift giving guide.
Exactly. Someone you care about that you really want to enable into the stationery world that you really you care about her. You want her to be part of this or him to be part of this. The gateway package to becoming a stationery addict.
So we have a few different ideas for how to engage or gift give to your stationery loving friends or would be stationery loving friends. The first idea is to gift something like a intro to stationery or art journaling package. And so, I think April and I have different ideas on what we would put in that package.
Different setups. I think it kind of like relates to our styles.
Yes,
too.
Our aesthetics, exactly.
So I'll start, and I love journaling. I really like creative journaling. I like the habit of writing in the diary every day. And as you guys all know, I use the Hobonichi. I really like the paper and how thin it is and how it kind of like can accumulate and is durable throughout the year. But, you know, it could be expensive to get a Hobonichi. It could also be expensive to work with the website and expensive shipping.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So my suggestion as a intro pack consists of three things. So the pen, the paper, and the decorative item. Paper-wise, I would suggest a Nanami notebook. They are also Tomoe River paper. They are grid, I believe, and they are not dated, so you have the flexibility to either go daily pages or like once a week pages, or even if you want to do bullet journaling, it's a great template. Or if you don't like the size of like an A6 or A5 book, or you want something more portable, I would recommend the Hobonichi Weeks because it's so easy to get them right now. So many places have them, JetPens, or if you are a little bit more creative, go the Amazon Japan route. You can actually get all those weeks that are on sale and on the Hobonichi website, like within 3 days, within 4 days even. So very easy to acquire and very easy to get started with. And the pen-wise, I would suggest something that's like really colorful, but also very easy to use and nice for all these paper. The Sarasa Clip Vintage Color Set. Set two. Because they have two sets. They had like their first series of five pens.
Yeah, the first series is more muted. It's like red and green, darker.
I really like the second set. It's got this like caramel yellow that I really like.
A purple, a red. A
candy apple, sort of red. Yeah. And the violet color. And then they also have the down-to-earth gray. Yes. And then darker navy. It's a good set,
yeah.
So you can go like bright to as like accent colors, and you can also just like go very muted and typical with the darker colors. So those work well with the books. And finally, you know, if you look at my spread, you know that I like to decorate my pages, you know, with like washi tape or stickers. But that's also another rabbit hole because it's so easy to accumulate, and I can't really recommend like one specific brand. So I want to suggest actually take a look at the Kita washi tape series. They are designed like a little pack of washi, not an entire row of 6 meter long washi tape that you can't use up, but they come in like different sets, themes of four little strips that are half sticker, half washi tape. They're washi tape material, but they're kind of like tear off strips that you kind of peel off a backing. So they can also act like stickers if you want to use it to decorate. So with these three items, I think that would be a perfect start.
That would be perfect and like really good for if someone wants to start being a planner person too. Exactly. If you end up doing a weeks or you get a planner or something.
Yeah, the Kita washi, you know, it comes in four. So it'd be like the perfect kind of like, if you want to try to keep to a theme, that's a good consistent way to use or decorate your page.
Yes.
Because some people get into journaling because of the layouts. They like to have a consistent way their planner looks.
Yes.
And it's just simple, and like Kita designs are just so, they can be and very classy. Yep. They can be also very playful.
Yes.
So I really like that. So it's like you can choose if this which kind of like style this person is and choose that. You don't have to get four rows, you can just get a set of Kita washi.
That's a great idea. So my kit would be a little different. My aesthetic is more of kind of like freeform journaling, collaging. And so mine would have a few different components. So I would start off with a craft paper notebook. Mm. So the reason why I choose a craft paper notebook, and that would be like, you know, it's kind of like grocery paper bag material pages.
The brown, the kind of...
Yes, because I think it automatically lends whatever you put into it into a very, like, collage style feel.
That's true.
No matter what you write or what you put in it, it just looks cool.
Nice.
So I would start off with something like that, and Traveler's Notebook makes an insert that is the A5 slim size, that's craft paper notebook. And that's a really nice, even if you don't buy a Traveler's Notebook cover, it's just a nice size to collage in, and you can take it with you,
nice
put it
quantity
in your pocket.
not too many pages
but doable. You're able to fill it up and feel like satisfied with it.
Yeah,
so that would be the notebook. I would also recommend that you collect some paper scraps around the house and just cut them up into various sizes and put it in an envelope, and that's a DIY paper pack.
Nice,
because collagers love little random bits and bobs, and so,
and you layer them, right?
Exactly.
You write on them. Some texture.
Yes.
You kind of use others to accent your layout.
Exactly. And so you can just have, you know, you can collect, let's say you go to your local coffee shop and sometimes there's business cards or artist postcards, advertisements.
Oh, right.
Local free papers. You know, Seattle has a lot of like free weekly papers.
Wrapping paper from like bakery places.
Yes, that's a great idea, yeah.
The vellum texture.
Yeah, vellum, exactly. Yeah. And so any of those things, bits and bobs that from your everyday life, just start collecting those, and you can cut it up into like little neat sizes and then put it in an envelope, and that can go really well in a journaling pack.
Nice.
And then definitely washi tape.
Right, you need things to stick them into.
Yes,
the book.
I think the Kita tape is a great idea. Kita also makes, like April was saying, there's some colorful ones, but also some more neutral ones. I think that's a great idea.
The gridded ones.
Yes.
They have the craft paper looking yes. one too.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then the final thing I would recommend in terms of writing tool would be the Platinum Preppy fountain pen.
Oh, you're getting them into the fountain
yes,
pen rabbit hole too.
Fountain pens, I think, are really nice because you can get different nib size. You can use it to draw with or to write with. And the Platinum Preppy is only $4.
Oh, right.
It's one of, like, the lowest entry-level priced fountain pens.
And it writes very well.
It writes very well. I have one in, I think it's their 0.2 size, mm-hmm. which I think is about the same as, like, a 0.4 millimeter or something. But it is, it's a great pen. And you can, and it's only $4, and you can use it to, like, write and draw, and it's an excellent pen, even on the craft paper notebooks.
Aww.
So that's what I would recommend for a basic, like, journaling collaging pack. Now, there are, though, some bonus items
that we both want to recommend.
Like, if you have the extra time to pull together a few more things, I think this will just make the journaling experience even mm-hmm. more fun. So first would be rubber stamps.
Yeah.
Now, rubber stamps are tough because you don't, it's hard to just get a bunch of wooden individual rubber
right.
stamps, especially if you're not sure if someone's going to commit to stamping.
It's a taste thing too, because
exactly,
there's so many different styles
exactly.
and brands.
But one really easy way to get a bunch of stamps without all that volume to store it
yeah.
is the clear acrylic stamps.
Right. The ones that you peel off a plastic backing, you put it on an acrylic block, and then you can reuse it for as many times as you want. And the great things about them is they usually come like in a 4x6 size with like a lot of them on one sheet.
Yes. So the brand that I like for collaging is Flora and Fauna. They sell a ton of different styles, but the ones that I love are their texture background
right.
ones, where they have kind of like watercolor brush or like a bunch of dots or
raindrop
background, like really cool backgrounds that you can use if you have like a chalk ink or
mm-hmm.
something, you can use it to put on your page as a background and
mm-hmm.
then put collaging elements over it.
Well, I want to recommend Sakura Lala.
Yes, so cute.
Because she has the planner style
so
stamps.
Cute.
She always comes up with these, like, you know, I think there's almost like even 50 or so little items
yes,
on
little
one
doodle
sheet
icons.
That you can put if you're doing a daily diary thing in the weeks or in like a Hobonichi or something. Little things about like what you ate today, the weather. Sometimes she even has like the date kind of thing where you can fill in your own date. So yeah, I love clear acrylic stamps. I think
they're
a bunch of them.
They're easy to travel with too.
Yes.
That's what I love.
Exactly.
Really easy to travel with.
Well, and then you just gotta get the ink pads.
Yeah.
You can start with black. I mean, black
yeah.
is the basic.
Yeah.
Black or brown, you know,
yeah.
or sepia. If
or
you
even
get it into.
The VersaColor, you can buy them in a pack of four. Those
oh, yeah.
teardrop
that's,
ones.
That's a nice beginner
set. Yeah.
Four little teardrop ink pads.
Yes.
And acrylic
yeah.
clear stamp set.
Yeah. So that's one gift idea, is like this intro package. Another gift idea for the stationery lover in your life would be a kind of like an advent calendar idea of stationery items.
Mm-hmm.
You can gift it to someone early, like maybe collect 25 envelopes and put a sticker sheet in each day, or like maybe washi tape sample.
A little note card.
Little note card, little items like that.
A round of Avril yarn.
Yeah,
ooh, that would be
idea.
So cute.
Little like maybe postage stamps that you
wax
found.
Seals.
Yes. Yeah.
I like that. Well, I want to suggest something practical like gift cards, you know.
Gift cards, super practical.
I know all these shops we mentioned just now, they all have gift cards.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can purchase gift cards from them. Or even some shops, I think if you ask them, they do it in the form of promo codes, because sometimes
yeah.
Shopify or something charges more for you to sell gift cards. But I think that's, like, a great idea, because they can go into the store and look for things themselves
right.
and, you know, decide what they want or what they
exactly.
need.
Exactly. You can also think about if you have a Patreon artist that you really like,
mm-hmm.
you know, there's different tier levels to
mm-hmm.
support Patreon artists, and a lot of those higher level tiers, you can get like a monthly digital goodie or
mm-hmm.
sticker sheet, and so you could support a Patreon artist.
Yeah, they're usually like gift. $3 to $10 mm-hmm. a month. So you can even do like a one-time thing, like subscribe for them, yeah, you know, for a little bit, and then see what it's like. Yeah.
And then there's plenty of stationery subscriptions out there too.
Stationery selection.
Uh-huh.
Sticky Kit.
Yep.
I recently started a Happy Daya one
okay.
from Thailand. So yeah, that's another fun thing too. It's more tangible, like yeah. instead of digital goodies from Patreons,
right?
Even though they do also send little things, but these are actually subscriptions to things that you can buy.
Yeah, literally. Items. They'll send you a box of something each month. But there's plenty. There's like greeting card ones, sticker ones. There's mm-hmm. a ton.
I remember you mentioned that one with like the collage yeah. material yeah. one. That's also very nice.
I do love the sticky kit one. Because now, especially now that they made the change where every month you get stickers, mm-hmm. a little bit of stationery, mm-hmm. and the washi tape. So that's for if you want kind of like an all-inclusive one, that's yeah, a go-to.
Yeah, that would actually be a good intro
it
to
it would be a really good intro. Yeah.
Thing. Yeah, hook them that way. Oh my god, this episode is going to be one where people comment like, you're making us buy things
in
again.
April. But it's good. Everyone says it in a loving way.
And I think this is the best time of the year to get things for a good deal, right? Like,
yeah.
And also, you know, New Year's coming. You want to experiment and you want to like see what's good for you and your other friends mm-hmm. too. So I think it's a good time to buy. Yeah. And then, you know, throughout the next year, you can decide what really sticks right. or what you don't
yeah.
like.
Yeah. We should do an episode about de-stashing. February de-stash.
Oh my god, that's such a perfect time.
You've gone through your New Year's goal setting, and then you're like, you know, my goal is to de-stash.
No spend January.
Yeah, that's right.
That's my goal. But I just said I'm not going to buy anything until 2020, but yeah. I already have a list of things I'm buying on January 1st.
I think it's because you have a bunch of things that are arriving for the next few weeks. So you're like, oh, I'll have my fix.
Oh my God. And so dangerous because I live so close to Nita who owns a Blank Note and I'm like just pre-ordering.
Yeah.
And, like,
Nita, how I ended up with the calendar.
I'm going to pay for this on January 1st. But can I have the stuff first? Well, I want to, let's talk about like a nice closing about, you know,
yeah.
journaling and like setups in general.
Mm-hmm.
Because we did observe something on the internet recently.
I think it's just, an important message right now is, you know, this is a time, I think holidays can be stressful and tensions can get high. And as we've mentioned before in the podcast, occasionally online, people are kind of, maybe a little bit judgy of each other sometimes. So just a reminder to send out good spirits about journaling out there. Good vibes.
Because it's unboxing time, right? People are getting their Black Friday haul. People are sharing what they're doing for, you know, 2020, mm-hmm. the entire setup. And it's so easy to think, oh, is this person really going to use this many planners? Is it wasteful?
Or I've seen some people critique like, oh, I don't like that style or I don't like this item. But, you know, to each their own.
And this is like a time, I feel like I said earlier, it's experimenting time. Mm-hmm. You know, you really want to make sure you start off 2020 with a good start. And I think it's fun to actually see so many different styles, so mm-hmm. many perspectives. And I think a great learning period yeah. because people actually share how they plan to yeah. use things. And it gave me great ideas too on how I want to like repurpose some of the stuff I yeah. already own. Yeah. So I really like that about yeah. this time of sharing.
Yes. Well, I hope you guys like this episode and that, you know, you have some ideas for stationery themed gifts. Mm-hmm. Again, we will put a post on Instagram with the shops that we've mentioned and share with us if you're listening and hopefully we'll get an episode to you soon in a few weeks.
Bye.
Bye.